The Pat Kenny Show
with Timber Living Log Cabins.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Are you one of those people who look forward to the annual release of the top 10 things we searched Google for? Well, my next guest would be delighted that you did. Simon Rogers is Google's data editor, and his new book, What We Ask Google, offers an insight as to how good or bad humanity could be faring based on what we search for. And he joins me now. Simon, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Now, tell us about what exactly you do as data editor. Where are you digging and for what?
So I'm based in San Francisco in the States, and I basically work with Google Trends data, which is probably the world's biggest publicly accessible data set. It's a kind of sample of all of the millions of researchers, and they're all anonymized and aggregated and so on and categorized. And basically, we work every time that the data that we produce goes public. That's the stuff that my team does. So we work on a project called Year in Search. So you can see what people search every year. And we work on really on like helping people use and access this incredible data set.
Now, the question of what it tells you, I mean, can you tell about the general health, be it mental or physical health of the planet, for instance, or if not the planet, individual parts of it?
Well, I'll tell you that when I started writing the book, I didn't necessarily go into it thinking it would be a particularly optimistic book. I just thought it'd be interesting to look at how people search day to day for their everyday lives. And actually, and what I've discovered is it's a little more varied picture than that. So when I started writing it, my mum had just died a few months earlier. So I thought I'll start writing the grief chapter first. And what I found was, obviously, you know, when that happens to you, you feel like you're alone, you're the only person this has ever happened to. And in fact, what I saw was other people were searching for the same things I was searching for. And also, a lot of people are searching for how to help people in my situation, the right thing to say, and so on. And that was incredibly reassuring to me that, you know, we go through these moments of life where we feel like we are the only person in that situation, and actually we're not. So you can really see in that, and you can also see that people really want to help. And searches for help are actually higher now than they've ever been in all Google Trends history.
Well, in that chapter about grief, you list the top searches about grief. What are the stages of grief? What is bereavement leave? What to say to somebody who's grieving? Mm. What is bargaining and grief, and so on and so forth. There are 10 listed here. The question is, do we have any idea as to how good the responses from the internet search are? How satisfied people were with the answers they got?
Well, that is the question that I guess I don't answer, because I'm really interested in what people ask. So I'm not talking about the content of the internet, or it's not even really a book about technology. It's a book about us as humans and what we can glean from the stuff that we want to know. And grief is one of those topics where it's, you know, it's not something you know about until you go through it. So essentially, you can see that people are wanting to kind of really get to grips with what's happening to them.
There's something very reassuring, I suppose, that we're all like everybody else. I mean, looking at the chapter you entitle, Why Do Toddlers Bite? The top questions, like, for example, is the general category. Should kids have phones, have homework, go to school, wear uniforms, play sports, play video games, have phones in school, play football, have break time, drink milk, do chores? And these are questions that many parents have asked themselves, and now they ask Google.
Oh, absolutely. And you can see we're all struggling with knowing what the right thing to do is. And I think, like, I would say that if you're the kind of person like me, where you feel like everybody else has got it sorted and you're the only person that doesn't, I'm here to tell you that everybody feels like that. You can really see that coming through in the data.
And you have all sorts of questions about families in this particular section. Do babies crawl? Is my due date? Do babies sit up to take a pregnancy test or not? Do women ovulate? Do babies smile? There are all sorts of intriguing questions. And you say that no question really is too dumb, too stupid to ask.
Absolutely. I think that's one of the things. It's very different to, like, social media, say. You know, when you're posting on social media, you're presenting yourself. You are appearing a certain way. But with search, it's incredibly honest because you're searching for things you genuinely care about, you genuinely don't know, you're genuinely curious about. And there's a kind of consequence-free environment, judgment-free environment to do that.
Mm. On the section on marriage, for example, and there's very important who pays for the wedding? Mm. Who pays for what in the wedding? Who pays for the honeymoon? Who pays for the bridal shower? Who buys the wedding rings? Who pays for the rehearsal dinner? Who plans the bridal shower? Who's invited to the rehearsal dinner? Who do you tip at a wedding, if anybody? Who pays for the bridesmaids' dresses? These are all very salient questions, I suspect, for those contemplating marriage.
Absolutely. And again, it's hard to find guidance, isn't it, for this sort of thing? And you know, maybe if your children are getting married, it's the first time that you're having to learn where to begin. And often I think a lot of searches are about that. They're about where to start. What's the first thing I need to think about here? Yeah. And, you know, just giving you instant guidance there.
Now, people are first timers at most things. Well, they have to be as they mature and so on. They have unique experiences, but they're unique for them, but they have been experienced before by other people. So, for example, you're a pet owner and I'm looking at canned dogs. Canned dogs eat cheese, mango, grapes, cherries, peaches, asparagus, pickles, corn, mushrooms, all very interesting questions because they, for different breeds, they may have slightly different answers. What about the other one? Can dogs eat their own poo? Which they do. Eat their own vomit? Which they do.
Mm-hmm.
You are a dog owner.
I have a dog who features heavily in that chapter, actually. And he was what they call a foster fail, which is where we were fostering him for a couple of days. And that was 7 years ago. So we obviously didn't succeed as foster parents, but we are pet parents now, and you have to learn all of this stuff. And obviously you're responsible for this creature and their life. So you want to make sure you don't make any terrible food-related mistakes.
Now, it's very interesting. We've been talking about children and so on, and there are questions that crop up in a timely way. For example, at 2 o'clock in the morning, the question most frequently asked is, how do I get my baby to sleep?
Yeah. I mean, and that's a global phenomenon. It's all around the world. Any time, anywhere you are, around 2 a.m, the words baby and sleep will spike in search. And there is a rhythm to the way we search. We see similar things being searched at the same times of day or even the same times of the year. Like people learn how to play piano in December, for instance. That's just before the Christmas holidays. And you see this with tons of things around the ways we live our lives.
Mm. You open your book with a mention of a hurricane, Harvey, which was barreling towards Texas and Louisiana. And it's interesting that a lot of people in that moment of perhaps peril and certainly fear turn to Google for help.
Yes, absolutely. And you'd expect that. There's some stuff you'd expect, obviously, you know, your property and your lives are at risk. But one search we saw was the spike in searches for how to calm a dog in a storm. And I love that search so much because it's incredibly human. It shows that even in this moment of peril, you know, we're searching to take care of the things that matter most to us.
Now, I suppose people are concerned with the amassing of all of this data about us all, that it will be ill-used in some way. What do you say to those concerns?
So basically, this is all based on Google Trends data, which is a tool, a public tool anybody can use. It's the world's biggest publicly accessible data set at trends.google.com. All of the data on there is anonymous. And it's not individual searches at all. What you're seeing are big trends. So they have to be searched by a reasonable number of people. And there's a lot of kind of privacy restrictions and stuff. So they would prevent individual searches being surfaced at all. And it doesn't go below city level. So you might be able to see searches for Dublin, say, but that would be it. And so I think it's an incredibly powerful data set because we want to understand humanity and humans and the ways we think, and the fact that it's all publicly available, I think, is really important.
Yes, sometimes it might be dispiriting how ignorant people might appear to be based on the questions they ask. Do, in science, for example, do bumblebees sting? Do squirrels hibernate? Do gnats bite? Do bed bug bites itch? Now, do dragonflies bite? Well, that last one might be a little bit of a head scratcher, if you'll pardon the pun. But I mean, the other ones you'd expect, people should really know, shouldn't they?
I think it's okay. I think that the fact that there are more searches than before says to me that we're becoming more curious. And we want to be sure of stuff. We want to check what's true. You often see that when something happens, people want to see what the facts are about a particular thing. And I think it's okay sometimes admitting that you don't necessarily know everything. That's a good thing to admit.
I'm looking at the page about Thanksgiving and the inevitable. At the top of the list is how to cook a turkey.
Yeah, a big eternal debate, I'm sure. And I wonder whether some of it is because people are having debates in the house about how to do it.
And in top search recipes in 2004, low-carb recipes in 2024, banana bread recipes, which I suppose is a reflection of the hangover from COVID when we all baked very good banana bread. Listen, it's a terrific book. It's full of anecdote and colour and lots of questions answered or unanswered. It's called What We Ask Google, A Surprisingly Hopeful Picture of Humankind. Its author is Simon Rogers. And Simon, thank you very much for joining us on the program.
Thank you for having me.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Timber Living Log Cabins.
The great thing about Atlas Butler is they do it all. Heating, cooling, plumbing. Look, I'm busy with work. I don't have time to wait around or deal with lots of people. One company, one call, and they do it all. Wonder if they'll clean out my inbox. Seriously, offer that service. Please.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call.